We talk about this league. You had an 11-point lead at the break. They clawed back, took the lead, and you had to fight back. It's going on all over the league tonight. ETSU was up at the half. Mercer now is taking the lead. Furman was up at the half. They're now in overtime with the Citadel. It just says a lot about this league. But talk about your team and the guts that they showed here in the last 3 or 4 minutes.
100%. We said it before the game started. You can look at these records of teams we're playing if you want to, right? Do that on your own, right, and deal with the consequences or the surprise factor. The reality is, we all know that if follow the SoCon, it's 10 really good teams that are really well coached. And at the end of the day, we were up, right, double digits in the first half. We didn't handle things the best, especially the first part of the second half. But the most important thing is that we found a way to win. So, yeah, there's people that would say, oh, you guys only won by this much, or, you know, you let Western come back and – you can't worry about that. They're a really good team. They're going to beat some really good teams in our league. And I was really proud of the response of our guys of figuring out a way to win.
Your senior leadership, you saw what Kyler did in the first half. And then when things didn't go his way, guys were scuffling. You get the ball to number 10. Corey tripped down the stretch. All the free throws. Corey takes over. He's such a calming influence for Dwight that despite the experience you have coming back, you got a lot of young guys that look up to him. How big was Corey down the stretch?
He was huge. He was huge. And, you know, Corey did not have his best game to start. But, I mean, at the end of the day, like you said, Jim, Corey made some big-time plays. Like, obviously, he made the three to put us ahead, if I'm not mistaken, for good. But then the very next possession defensively, he gets the deflection and steal. And, again, it's those plays that Corey has the ability to make. And it's really cool to see, again, you had three seniors that really stepped up to the plate from a scoring perspective, and your junior and Justin Bailey that were really able to generate a lot of buckets. And I thought overall, again, it was not pretty at all times, but it got the job done, and that's the most important thing this time of year.
I hate to bring up this or during a win, but how much of a concern are the free throws right now?
You know, I think the biggest thing is we have to do a much better job, in my opinion, of just stepping up and being confident. You know, you're going to make some, you're going to miss some. The biggest thing is you got to be confident when you step up to the line, knock them down. And if you don't, what you can't do is you can't let that affect the next play, whether that's us crashing and trying to get offensive rebound on said missed free throw, or whether that's sprinting back and trying to collect a defensive stop. But, yeah, I mean, that's definitely something we have to continue to do better and be more efficient at it because we're leaving points on the board.
Coach, two in a row. Won't be easy to make it three, but I know that's always a fun trip over there to the other city in the upstate, and we'll see what happens on Saturday.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Thank you for your time, Coach.
Dwight's been here so long, we kind of forget that he used to have a few purple pullovers in the closet at one time. Do you even acknowledge that period of your life anymore?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Good. That's a great answer.
Exactly what I wanted to hear. Dwight Perry, always joy.